The Tama Maisaute Dance Academy in Christchurch believes positive cultural identity can uplift and enhance the well-being and instill a sense of belonging for our Pasifika people. The Academy connects with local Pasifika communities in Christchurch and serves the Pasifika community through language, storytelling, song and dance. We're joined now by Valpule Siva, the Tamaitai or female tutor for the Tama Maisaute Dance Academy community class. And she also leads and dances for the Tamaitai Maisaute dance group. Joining Pule this afternoon is Sandy Otufangavalu, dance member of the Tamaitai Maisaute dance group and one of the Tama Maisaute community class helpers. A very warm welcome, Malo Sui Fora, and thank you for your time this afternoon, Pule and Sandy.
Greetings.
Hello, hello,
Brian.
Hello, hello, and thank you both again for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it. So, Pule, let's start with you. So, I understand that you've got a show coming up in August. That sounds very exciting. Tell us more about it.
Yes, so the Tama Maisaute Dance Academy has a production called Kotonu'u coming up on the 20th of August and the 21st of August. And it's based around a family of five, where we see the relationship between the parents and their children. We go on a journey that showcases the parents' sacrifices that they made for their children, and also the journey of, I guess, us as New Zealand-born Samoans or New Zealand-born Pacific Islanders, especially in Christchurch, and I guess our stereotypes that we face and the struggles that we face. So, yeah, that's a little bit about that.
So as part of the production, Pule, how many dancers are going to be taking part, and you know, how long did it take to put the show together?
So we have a total amount of 23 dancers that's in production, and we also have a live band going on, so that's about six members in the band. And we started the production probably 2 months ago. And it was written by our co-founder called Albany. So, yeah.
Now, in terms of the Tama Maisaute Dance Academy there in Christchurch, can you give us an overview of the history, how it came to be, and the, you know, the sort of seed or genesis of how Tama Maisaute Dance Academy came about, please, Pule?
Yeah, sure. So, Tama Maisaute Dance Academy started back in June of 2020, and it was co-founded by two guys who can't be here today, Albany Vista and Joshua Maifale. And their vision for the academy was to create opportunities for our community and also to create a safe place where people can express their culture through Te Samoa. And so now, fast forward into a year later, we have 23 members strong of our dance group, and we have a whole bunch of programs in schools and also in our community. So that's a little bit about myself.
Now, when you're teaching, you know, the beautiful Siva Samoa to the students, what are some of the, you know, the values behind the teaching and what it is that you aim to impart to the students as part of the Tama Maisaute Dance Academy, please, Pule?
Yeah, so I guess what I can talk for myself personally, because I am the female tutor for our community classes. What we want to, I guess, encourage our students is to be confident in who they are as Samoa or as Pacific Islanders, and that we can showcase our culture through this beautiful messina that we have of Siva Samoa. So in my classes, we create safe places for anyone, no matter what age you are, no matter where you're from, to be able to express yourself through Siva Samoa.
Now, for you, lovely Sandy, patiently waiting there, thank you. So, Sandy, can you tell us a little bit about your role within the Tama Maisaute Dance Academy, please?
Okay, so I joined up pretty much when they started. I saw an opportunity, despite my fears of and insecurities of not knowing how to see the Samoa. I brought it upon myself to sign up, almost because I've always had a longing to want to do it. I love watching it. So I just went and signed up myself and my 7-year-old daughter at the time. I wanted her to be able to learn and to not have the opportunity that I didn't have growing up of learning it and really embracing myself through Siva Samoa. So, I'm still here. A year and a bit later, I'm still here and I'm like involved in our group now, and it's been an amazing journey. Very empowering for me as a Samoan lady, woman, and
Can you, when you talked about, you know, your initial fears, trepidation, you know, insecurities, how being part of Tama Mai Sautu and now as a community class helper as well, how that, you know, has helped to address those initial fears and insecurities, you know, in yourself, please, Sandy.
Yeah, my initial insecurities and fears came from not having the opportunities growing up. I went to a high school 20 minutes out of Christchurch, and because I was the only Pacific Islander, I wasn't involved in any of the cultural festivals, Polyfest, and all those kinds of things that other kids growing up get exposure to. And although I did church performances, it was nothing, you know, it didn't really mean anything to me at the time. But now, as a grown woman and a mother, I've finally realized that I want to, and I want to learn more about where my parents come from, where I come from, and I think now that I've learned it, I've come and been a part of this, it's been very empowering for me, just finding my identity through Siva Samoa. And I think it's opened up also other avenues where I want to learn more. So I'm finding myself asking my parents more and more about the culture, wanting to understand why this, why that. And especially through the production also as well, it's opened up different things that I didn't know about. And it's just made me generally just really want to know more, really want to just, you know, find out more and really be a part of it.
What then is the encouragement from your experience to pass on to those either watching or listening in this afternoon in terms of maybe similar fears and insecurities to push through those barriers and to, you know, to take up that the call to learn more about their culture?
I say go for it. It can be scary, especially when you don't know what you're doing. I think it's the same with anything. If you want to learn something and you're really passionate about it, you go for it. And I think sometimes, yeah, there are insecurities and fears that blind us and stop us from doing it. But I really encourage, especially people in Christchurch here, to really just come out, because we have created a very safe environment, non-judgmental environment where anyone can come in. Last year, we had like from 5 years old, we had last year, the eldest was probably like 70 years old, Balangi, lady who came in and learnt it. And it's just an amazing thing to watch, especially for me as a mother. All my kids are a part of the academy now. And to watch their growth from last year, their confidence, and just their love for Siva Samoa now, it's amazing, you know.
Finally, Valpule, please, details on where people, our community, especially in Christchurch, can purchase tickets or find out more about the incredible Tama Mai Sautu Dance Academy, please.
Yep, so Lota Nu'u is happening on the 20th and on the 21st of August. And it's held at the Aurora Centre in Burnside, so Burnside High School. And you can purchase your tickets from eventopia.co. So that's eventopia.co. You can search up Lota Noho, and then that's where you can purchase your tickets. And we also have floor sales available on the night.
And where to find out more about Tama Mai Saute, Whamon Mole Lava Pule?
Oh, yes. So we have our Instagram page and our Facebook page. So if you type up Tama Mai Saute, you'll have us right there. And also we have a website. Go on to tamamaisaute.com. So our website is tamamaisaute.com.
Well, Pule Siva and Sandy Otu Whangavalu from Tama Mai Saute Dance Academy in Christchurch. Whaptai tele lava, ladies. Thank you so much and all the very best for the upcoming show. God bless. Ia manuia. Thank you.
Thank you.